we're down at 8.9. That's the lowest we've been, according to my record, since in 2 years, since May of 2009.
Exactly 2 years. So the last time the state of Missouri had an unemployment rate under 9 was April of 2009. So certainly, you know, 8.9% is not where we want to be, but we have been seeing some signs of progress, certainly in 2011. If you take a look at where the unemployment rate has gone now, you know, it's gone down 7/10 of a point since the start of the year. We've also seen 3 of the 4 months of 2011 with significant job growth. We had 7,600 up in January, more than 24,000 in March, and then about 2,500 in April. So you look at the job growth as well, and you look at where the unemployment rate is going, and you certainly hope that we are on the right track.
Well, it looks to me from what you tell us in your news release that we're seeing what we expect to see at this time of year in terms of job growth.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, a couple things here. Number one, as I mentioned, the job growth for the year in the month of February, you know, the 1 month we did lose jobs. It is fair to point out that you know, the survey was taken during the week of the blizzard, so that may have affected our numbers there. But on the flip side of that, April is always a month where, you know, when the economy is going well or not so well, it almost always is a positive month for the state, because it is a month when some of your more of your outdoor hiring is starting to ramp up, but you don't see you know, kind of the competition, if you will, from college students, high school students who are entering the labor force looking for summer jobs. So April tends to be a good month for the state, you know, pretty much at any time. But we like the trends we're seeing. We're seeing, again, 3 good months out of 4 thus far in 2011, and an unemployment rate that has gone down nearly a full point since the start of the year.
Retail trade grew in April. What kind of retail trade are we talking about?
Oh, the entire gamut there. You're talking everything from retail trade and your kind of your big box stores, like your Bass Pro or your, you know, your Home Depot type companies, to something on the smaller side as well. I think also what's I think is encouraging is you take a look at two sectors that are always kind of at the forefront in this state, and that's manufacturing and construction, and both of those sectors are showing signs of going in a positive direction. Construction, now we start to see several months where there's been job growth in construction, again, taking away the February month when you had the severe weather conditions, but overall construction has had a number of good months now, and I think, you know, it's easy to deduce that some of those, you know, it's starting to really show some positive momentum following what were severe job losses that really stemmed from the problems in the housing sector over the past few years, which, you know, we saw throughout the economy on a national scale. And then manufacturing has been growing for several months, and in April now, our employment in the manufacturing sector is nearly 250,000, and that's up by over 7,700 jobs over the past year, and that's an increase of about 3.2% in manufacturing. So those two sectors are looking, you know, to show some positive trends, and we're going to keep watching them closely.
Well, is the improvement in construction an indication that the housing slump is over?
You know, we hesitate to say something's over, but I think that what we do see is that the housing slump certainly has been going in the right direction, you know, over the past few months, and certainly better than it was 2 years ago. You know, in Missouri, as we've said, has been a state that overall did a little bit better than some other parts of the country. And you take a look at places like Florida and California and Nevada, those states really, you know, they're kind of in a boom or bust cycle when it comes to the housing industry. You know, Missouri really has been fortunate because we never hit that boom or bust cycle. And while things certainly did, you know, go in a negative direction in the housing sector for a significant amount of time, we weren't in a situation where we had a hole we had to dig out quite as badly as some of the other states. So I think that you know, we're seeing positive trends when it comes to the housing sector, and that's being reflected now in our construction industry here in the state of Missouri.
Well, I've got to ask you a little bit about next month, based on, the May figures. You've been down to southeast Missouri. You've looked at what's going on with the flooding there. Do you get the impression that that is going to cause much of an impact on the employment figures for the month of May, or is what we're seeing mostly farm-related stuff?
Well, I think, you know, I think we'll be watching it very closely, you know, and certainly you would have to think that there would be some type of impact from, you know, what is going on in southeast Missouri. You know, and how that affects, you know, obviously, you know, when we look at these numbers, you know, we're looking at non-farm payrolls. So that may be a whole different area we'll have to look at closely, because certainly that's one of the areas where people are being impacted in southeast Missouri, and that's the folks who have family farms. So, you know, I don't want to get in a position where I'm kind of, hypothetically talking what we expect to see, but certainly it's a concern. We'll be watching it closely.
But I have seen pictures in towns that have been flooded of businesses that have water in them and businesses that have closed because of this and that. So we do know some people have suffered some reverses because of this. And whether it shows up in the numbers, I guess, might depend on which week you take the survey.
That's a good point, you know, and that goes back to kind of what I said on the February numbers. So the week of the survey, that it just so happened that the week they used the survey in February was the week when the state was hammered by that blizzard. And, you know, did that cause an effect? You certainly, you know, we would think that it would. So, you know, what effect will the situation in Southeast Missouri have on the economy? That's something we will be watching closely as we look at the May numbers.
What kind of manufacturing is looking better now?
Well, you know, really, every kind. I mean, I think that we'll be doing very well there across the board. I tell you what, Bob, let me take a look at that and try to nail that down a little better. I don't have the specifics on that because I just got these numbers, but I will find that out and let you know. I do know that we've had a number of, you know, you look around the state and there's been some manufacturing gains, some job announcements for various manufacturing companies. You know, one of the biggest in mid-Missouri was in Moberly, the Mamtec announcement from a year ago, which was over 600 jobs. We've seen some others across the state, Saberliner down in Perryville, which is over 400 jobs. You know, there's some manufacturing at Pro Energy in Sedalia, which was just this year, which announced that they were adding 300 new jobs, you know, last month. So let me find out the specific types of manufacturing that's leading the way there, and I'll let you know.
Okay, that's good. So the trend continues to look good for the state of Missouri, and I guess even though we're below the national average, for that matter, the national trend is looking pretty positive.
Yeah, I think overall, I think that there has been some progress there, and I think that everybody who says that is quick to add that we certainly have a long way to go yet. But again, you look at the signs and the trends, and another trend that I have not mentioned during this conversation is the fact that our exports are also doing very well. I mean, in 2010, the state's exports increased by really a very significant number, 35% over 2009, and now in 2011, they're up 18% over 2010. So we're really seeing some growth there as well, and that's just another trend that we watch closely, and it's very positive at this time.